It's Lizzie here. Welcome to another edition of Fashion Fix Live. So pleased you can join us. It's the first for 2022. We kickstart with Samantha. She is talking about how people are feeling very disconnected at the moment with their personal style, mainly because of working from home. I then give a girls a bit of a style dilemma. It's called Just Slip On The Dress. Now, will you pick A, B or C? Find out which the girls picked for themselves. We move the chat on with Zara and she gives us some fabulous winter skincare tips. And then Janine finishes off with some trends for 2022. It'll be really exciting to know which ones you end up picking. Please do remember the chat is live and we really hope you enjoy listening.
I like that. So hello everybody, thanks for joining us. And let's get to it a bit. So new year, Janine, any particular new goals for yourself, anything you're doing new for yourself?
Yeah, I am like fitness queen. I'm back on it this year. Got a PT week three done this week. I'd got into bad habits last year, didn't we all, after everything. This year, clean slate. Honestly, feel so much better for it. Not just saying that, really, really do already. So yeah.
Are you doing that at home or are you having to leave the house?
I have to leave the house for that one, Lizzie.
When I had a personal trainer a couple of years ago, and I paid for her to come to me.
Oh, right. No, I do go to her, and you'll be like 6 o'clock in the morning, one of them, 7 o'clock, another one. And then I do conditioning, and then she sets me her homework. So I'm lucky I've got my own treadmill and my own bike as well, so I can go on those. So I've got no excuses.
So how do you find it? Because so say you've got a 9 o'clock virtual appointment or in person, how have you managed to squeeze in fitting that and looking glam for your, say, for your 9 o'clock?
Right, first of all, very rarely do I set anything in my own diary for 9 o'clock, gotta be honest. These days, because I work for myself, so I do tend to start my appointment, well, I'm saying that sometimes I do, but generally I'll start a bit later. But you know, if I'm up at 6 and in there at 7, by the time I'm back home by 8 and in the shower and sort it, then I can be done. I don't take that long. I know it looks like it's high maintenance.
It also boosts
all natural beauty.
Yeah,
it definitely, I think it boosts you for the rest of the day and it's done.
It feels so much better. When I've been getting up and I've done those early morning sessions, although I'd forgotten what it was like at that time in the morning and when the sun does come up. And then you come home and you're like, oh, look at me. Yeah, you're just
Do you have to walk your dog in the morning as
And then she's super lucky because then she gets 2 walks a day. So she's like in her element, like mum's been, you know, getting fit. So then she gets a walk when we get back and then one later in the day as well.
Oh, very good. So Zahn, I think you've been detoxing. Is that right?
I did do a week of the 5-day mimicking fast, which I did do late summer last year. I must say doing it in January is a very different experience. I did actually find it quite difficult this time. And not so much that I was craving sugar or snacks, I was craving food, like actual plates of food, hot food, because it's cold outside and it's you want that nourishing feeling. My husband's mentality is like, you just got to jump in there and you've got to go it, because I said, maybe leave it until March. January is a very busy month in my household for birthdays and celebrations. So I really had to try and fit it in. But actually, I always walk away from it feeling so clean and refreshed and revitalized. My sleep is better, you know, mentally I feel more aware and awake. So I'm glad I did it, but I may next time, because I'm going to be doing it twice a year now. It's going to be part of my thing.
How long is it? Is that 7 days?
It's 5 days. And really, there's no thought process to it, because everything is packaged up and brought to you for your 5 days. The only thing that really grates me is that I don't mind making food for the rest of the family. It's the fact that I'm still having to do dishes. Wait a minute.
I got to pass that duty on.
So
I don't know about that. I have to say, though, I was watching a YouTube where they were talking about detoxing. I think yours had chewable elements to it. They were talking about how some of them that are advertised do not, and that actually is harder to do. I mean, I've never done one, so I don't know.
I don't know if I could go for 5 days because I think that would be just too difficult. And interestingly enough, every morning you start with a breakfast bar. I find that difficult because I don't like those breakfast chewy bars, but but I love the soups. And so obviously it being cold, you know, I was really enjoying my soups. But it's the water element. You know, it really reminds us to go and drink your water. And I'll come back to that again, but that is hugely important.
Oh, right. Okay. Samantha, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I have, a bit like Erzan and Janine, got back into my healthy routine, working out, eating all my veggies, feeling good. Although last weekend we had to go and do our food shop and I just finished workout and I was like really sweaty and I was wearing head to toe leopard print workout gear. And obviously we went to the shop and saw someone that my husband works with and he was like, oh, this is my wife. Hello. So that was fun, but yeah, and my thing for this year is to just have more fun and joy. So this is my house. This is the Randolph Hotel in Oxford. So I've come here for a couple of nights because they've relaunched and it's a really nice place to actually do work from. Like there's lovely chairs, like it's just really lovely. So that's my thing, and I think that should be everyone's thing for this year, is to just have more joy and fun.
I so agree.
Taking you on that, that's been my January. So I've not done any detoxing. I've carried on drinking into January, and I've not really started.
Oh, I'm
fitness,
still drinking.
I'm feeling the urge right now to start. I was going to hold off till February, but because naturally I'm feeling I want to, I've already started making tracks. But I actually started the year by being kind and giving myself January off. I was going to start February with new intentions. But I think you're right. Leaving it to when you're ready. Mm-hmm. Like I say, I'm actually starting earlier than planned because I naturally want to now. So,
I think that's why if you really want to do it and your body feels naturally inclined to that, then it's more likely to carry on throughout the year, because that's the whole point. It's not just about doing all of these things in January and then falling into bad habits again February, March and so on and so on. It's about maintaining it and having, you know, a couple of cheat days and everything, but really looking after yourself and enjoying life, because we should be.
So Janine, do you think you'll have your personal trainer all year, or is the plan just to have her for the month?
Okay, but definitely for 3 months. My goal is to get where I want to be by beginning of March when I go to New York. I set myself that target, and I work well much better when I've got something to work towards rather than just being up. We all do, rather than just being up in the sky. And then I'll go from there really and see how I am. It's getting me back into my running. I did my first 5K the other day as well. It was a little bit stop start, but other than before that, I've just been like a couple of K and I give up. I think a lot of it has to come around to your mentality. But I don't know about you girls, but don't you feel a lot better now, like knowing next week, like restrictions are lifting and it just feels as if actually this year that we're going to get the joy and the, all the love that we need back in our lives.
Definitely. I just want to say, talking about running, if everybody knows me quite well, I'm really bad at gym. Okay. So I got a request about 2 weeks ago to run a half a marathon. And I said yes. And
well done.
I went to bed and I went, oh my God, I'm doing the yes thing again. So I said no.
Oh, you can do it.
The perfect thing for me for 2022 is that I'm actually limiting myself as how many times I say yes, or I may well have been running a marathon. How's that all? Never gonna happen.
Well, thanks, ladies. So we're gonna move the chat on to a little bit of fashion or style, I should say. Mm-hmm. Samantha, I'm gonna come to you. You wrote a really good post that really resonated with me. The last couple of weeks, I've been working from home virtually, and I'll be honest, I have really dressed from the top half. In fact, one outfit I wore, I think it was Wednesday. There's no way I would leave the house in it. I just did it to look presentable for work, to look okay on camera. I'm actually wearing colours when actually my mood is more, I just like to be in black, but I purposely put colour on just so that.
I thought you said you were wearing curlers then. Colour.
Oh, no, colours.
Sorry.
Colours.
She's like really given up. She's got her curlers in. She don't care.
Exactly. We're kind of said, well, we're not allowed to not have our cameras on. So, Samantha, tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, so at the moment I am working with a lot of women who feel like their wardrobe is for 2019 them, because that was the last time they were kind of in the office and things have changed. The way that we feel has changed, our style has changed, our lives have changed, our bodies have changed, and suddenly our clothes don't actually fit with what we need now. But at the same time, at first, dressing in our pajamas felt like a novelty. And I feel a bit like I'm seeing a lot of conversation about it on other, like LinkedIn, for example. And it's kind of a cool thing to say, you know, I don't care about what I wear. Actually, it is having a compound effect every day. If you put on a grotty old jumper and a pair of like stained old pajama bottoms and you're in that all week long, it does affect how you feel. And when you say, well, I'm not going to get dressed today because I'm not going to see anyone, what you're saying is my opinion of how I feel and what I wear doesn't actually matter. I'm just dressing for everybody else. So yeah, it's a big thing at the moment that I'm trying to help people with, because we kind of are in this space where we don't feel like our old clothes resonate with who we are now, but at the same time we feel rubbish about wearing pajamas all day long, and we're only dressing our top half too. Like, we're just on the bottom, we're just like slippers and pants. Like,
I can't work in slippers. I think I put that as a response onto your post. Yes. I definitely am not a slipper person. The one thing I need to do, and Janine, I'm going to call you out on this. You've been having your heating on because you've been wearing quite summery, colourful clothes. I've been seeing on your stories.
Calling you out, you've got your heating on.
Yeah. Whereas I'm trying not to. So I've been really layering up, which hasn't been that comfortable.
No, so, I've tried sitting there in the cold and layering up. No, I just need to feel. And if I know some people will sit there like with their dressing gown on over what they're wearing to keep warm. I just can't do it. It's not meant in any, I just don't feel right. I don't feel in my highest vibe. I don't feel like I'm working right. Just agree with everything Sam said there without being repetitive on here. But yeah, so that's why.
Well, I've got to be honest. I mean, we do these lives. If I do a live or if I'm on camera, my shoes are a major part of my outfit. So I could be all dressed like this, but if I don't have my heels on, it just kind of like makes me stand up or sit up straighter. It's a weird psychological thing, but yes, and I agree about the dressing gown and the slippers. I can't work in that.
I think what's also difficult, because I know, like, I'm going to be heading back into the office next week and that, because all the restrictions are lifted and stuff like that, but it's actually quite a major transformation. One minute you're at home and let's be honest, yeah, you can do your hair, but it's perhaps not a full blow dry or whatever. You chuck on a bit of lipstick just enough to pass, whereas if I go into the office I like to put full makeup on and stuff like that, you know. But I agree with you, Samantha. I'm heading into the office, but I'm not wearing, I can't buy a whole new wardrobe, that's not reality, but somehow the work wardrobe seems to have got stuck in a time warp.
And I agree with Sam, what Sam said as well about people thinking actually it doesn't matter what I wear to work now, but it matters how you feel.
Yeah,
that's how you motivate yourself. You know, 80% of what we do is our mindset, isn't it? And when you feel good in what you're wearing, you do better at what you're doing. Just generally, you feel better in yourself.
Well, I think what Sam was saying there about your opinion, I mean, we really do need to like look after ourselves, and that is it's a form of self-care, self-respect, where you're dressing for yourself. It doesn't, you know, everyone else may still be dressing down. That's fine. That's their space. But for you, you need to feel good. I mean, I remember just being, we would not go to theatre or we would not go to a restaurant if we weren't dressed up properly. Now, I'm having major issues with my 14-year-old, because my 14-year-old has turned into a teenager during lockdown and only wants to wear sweatpants and can't remember how to wear a pair of jeans. So, but it's a form of self-respect, in my opinion,
Okay, well, thank you, ladies. There, I'm going to move the chat on to style dilemma. Obviously, for everybody watching, this is where I run through a particular style dilemma. The girls do not know anything about it, so they're going to have to listen very intently. They'll get to choose between option A, B or C, and you know, answer it as it generally would be for you. So it's called Just Slip On the Dress. Now you guys at home can join in, but just hold off from answering just yet. Let the ladies answer first, and then we'll come to you guys to see what you think. So new year, new you, a whole new start. So a couple of weeks ago, you had your hair cut short into a really lovely, edgy new style. This was the visual impact you wanted to give to your friends and family to say that you've made a change in your life. Your new hairstyle takes 20 to 25 minutes to perfect, to get it just the way you want. You've been dead excited about this whole new look, that you've put it all over your Instagram. You've even done a little tutorial on it, and you just can't wait to show it off. Your first big reveal to friends is at a surprise birthday party to a girl that you do know, but she's not your bestie. She's the girl that joins the yearly girl gang on your summer trip for 3 or 4 nights away. In this girl gang, you are known for your style. You are known for your always put together look. You are the one that they look to for style inspiration. This surprise means you've got to be there at 6:45 on the dot. But you have a mega important presentation, work presentation that afternoon. The timings are going to be very tight. But that's okay. You can handle this. You've got to look fantastic anyway for your presentation. It's actually going to do you a favour. So you do your hair that morning. You create a beauty look that you can take from day to night quite easily. So all you need to do when you get home is just slip on the dress. The day is going really well. The presentation was absolutely perfect. You even got to leave work on time. Everything is on track for that 10-minute quick transformation. But then your car gets a puncture. But it's okay, you can leave it till tomorrow. It's safely where it's at, and you quickly walk home. As you make the dash home, you're getting hot, and Mother Nature is not kind. A deluge of rain comes down, and you are soaked through to your knickers. What will you do? So you've got three choices.
Okay.
Will it be, and Zahn, I'm going to come to you first.
Oh, great.
Because last time you got persuaded by Janine, I remember. So you're picking first this time. Is it option A? Become a drama queen. You cancel the host immediately, giving a headache as an excuse and that you're off to bed. But actually, you're going to get into your PJs crying. You're going to get a tub of ice cream out and place yourself firmly on the sofa and watch reruns of Sex and the City.
I like it.
Are you going to be B? You suffer with FOMO. You always have. And you have to be there for the surprise. So you quickly blast your hair dry, but it looks absolutely nothing like you've been putting on Instagram. You remove your makeup and you apply mascara and red lippy. You still slip on the dress. The girl's taxi is waiting outside. You're there, but you could easily cry. You look nothing like you have planned. Or are you C? You postpone the taxi and you tell the host that you're still at work. Because that's okay. If they do a drive-by, your car's not on the drive. You take a shower and you start the whole transformation. It means you rock up after 9 p.m. But you look exactly how you wanted to be. You've missed the big surprise. You've missed the special dance that the hubby had planned. You've also missed a few speeches. And the girl gang will always remember you for the one that turned up late. So are you A, B, or C?
B. Literally B. I know that, you know, you want to look good, and if you have a particular mindset about the way, you know, you want to arrive and whatever else, but I like to arrive on time, not that I often do. I know I'll enjoy it when I get there and I'll forget about it all, but be a red lippy and just pull your hair back and getting it done. And
no, you can't pull your hair back. Short haircuts. Okay. Not have it because I know you've all got long hair.
No,
short, it will look nothing edgy. It'll just look dry.
Yeah. Be definitely, I'll be there on time with my red lippy.
Okay. Yeah. Samantha, what would you pick?
I have been catfishing my way around the internet for the last few years anyway, so that's fine with me, that I'll turn up, don't look anything like my photos. It's just another day in the life of Sam. But yeah, I would say B, because it's not your... First of all, we've missed out on loads of fun, and I have really big FOMO, and I'd want to be there and have fun. And second of all, like, it's not your... day. But if I was gonna be drama queen and upstage, I think, how can I take this further? I'd probably just shave my hair off, like get some like really giant lashes and just like turn up like that.
Love it. Oh, I love that. That's brilliant. I love it. Well, hopefully you'll never have to do that. Hopefully. Janine, what will you do? And by the way, guys, you can start putting more options. Oh, we see somebody's already put B. Okay. Janine, what will you do?
Yeah, that's shadow of a doubt B. I mean, there might be that temptation, little tantrum part of me that might go A. I don't want to go because how the hell can I? But no, I wouldn't let somebody down, and it's not about me. And just go and make the most of it and just say, look, caught in the rain. Look like shit. Here we go. That's it. Here I am.
Now, I'm going to say, ladies, I'll go C.
Oh, you're
I'm really sorry. That is like talking from my heart. She's not a bestie. She's just somebody I know. And for me, it would have to be C. I've been maid of honour a couple of times, and I've always said to the bride, I don't care what my makeup looks like, and I actually don't care what dress you put me in, but my hair has to always look how I want it to look. It's a big part of me, and I genuinely don't care about makeup or what dress. You could stick me in any meringue, I'll be fine. I'll just walk down the aisle. But my hair is so, that's what one of the reasons why this actually happened, well, kind of happened to me. I've been soaked more than once without, you know, just got caught in it. And I just thought, you know, that's just how I would be. I don't think I would sulk. I don't think I'd be A. But I think if I'm true to myself, I think I personally would be C. So, guys, have we got any other answers that we can see? Anybody else?
Any other C's? No one's inviting Lizzie to their birthday.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. I know.
She's going to be late. If it's raining outside, you know she's going to be late.
Gina says she would go B as well. Yeah. Do you know something? I'm not a fan, and I don't know what you were... I know, Spat, you're a bit younger than us. I don't know what you like. I was never the person that turned up to a party when it started. I was always... in my party days, the one that always turned out much, much later anyway. So,
well, we were having this discussion over, I think, New Year's Eve, because our friend said 7:30 for 8, and it's like, okay, so.
Do you arrive at 7:30?
We are always late, so not that we want to be. And we did arrive at 8 o'clock, and...
Does it include food? Did it include food?
No. If it's dinner, then you have to arrive, because there's dinner.
Yeah.
We did arrive at 8, and actually I'm really delighted that we arrived at 8, because as it turns out, my necklace had obviously come undone, and I had all my friends looking with flashlights for the pendant that had dropped out somewhere in the house. So, see, it helps to be early. That's my 2022. I can't even say it yet.
Well, the end result is, pretty much, the one thing we wouldn't do... Oh, hold on, Jean's put. We would buy you a purse size. yes. None of us would not turn up at all, which I think is important, isn't it?
No. A few minutes might go through my head. I'm not going like this, but nah. Pick yourself up. Got to go out.
Yeah, exactly.
FOMO all the way.
I don't know. I like to think I don't suffer with FOMO. I always think if something's meant for you, you'll be there. it will happen. Yeah. I kind of just have that kind of positive mindset that, you know, if for any reason I'm not at something, it's because it wasn't, you know, meant to be. I try that. I wasn't like that in my early years, in my teenage years. But as I've got older, I've really tried to reinforce that to myself. So Zan, we're coming to you next for some winter skincare tips.
Well, okay. So the main one, and I've seen it makes such a radical difference so quickly, is water. So simple. We just need to drink more water, about 1.5 liters a day if you can. I know it seems so basic, but I can see it in my skin if I've not been drinking enough water. And I think also if we're returning like to coffees and teas, they actually dehydrate our skin as well with caffeine. So that is the first and most important step, just drink water throughout the day.
And I'm going to agree with you there, because I brought a new lipstick for kind of starting to think about spring, and I put it on. My darker lipstick seems to cover my lips very well, but this slightly oranger tone that I picked up every bit of crack on my lip.
Exactly.
And I actually didn't realize until I think it's a slightly different formulation, that it's a bit glossier, this one. I didn't realize it was so bad, and since then I've upped my game on water. What I do, I drink hot water with lemon, because I don't like
there's ways of flavoring water. You have to be careful with too much lemon, because it is quite acidic on your teeth. But so if you can get water in different formats, whether it be hot, whether it be just having your bottle by your side. I've actually just ordered myself a bottle that shows you throughout the day, like by 12 o'clock you need to have done this. And yeah, I know it's really basic. I mean, by this age we're intelligent human beings, we should know when to drink our water, but we just remind us. And also keeping in mind we're in the house a lot more with our heatings on, and that is really dehydrating on us.
Unless you're Lizzie.
So that's the first thing. Now, it's a really...
My husband would call it animal cruelty when he works from home.
Well, no,
I've let him have it on today. It's Friday.
It's weird when you're working with somebody else in the house that has different heating needs to you. So we are constantly fighting with each other. Now turn it down, now turn it up. But anyway, so it has an effect on the skin. Secondly, it's a really good time to look at your hyaluronic acids, your retinols and things like that. Obviously read the fine print, because retinol, you do not want to be having that on when you've been out in the sun, but it's really important to include that into your skincare. And as you were saying, Lizzie, about your skin being hydrated, I've noticed that when I'm wearing my foundations, the same thing is happening. I'm thinking that my skin is fine, but actually it is quite like a little bit more flaky than normal. So an exfoliator is really good to include into your skincare routine. I think we always talk about self-care, but my skincare routine in the evening, I don't want anyone around me. That's the time that I'm actually looking after. It doesn't take a long time, but it's the time that I actually spend really like massaging my skin and getting the products in and looking after myself, which I think is really, really important. Okay, double cleansing. I'm a huge fan of double cleansing, and I've been using...
What does double cleansing mean to people?
So basically, for me, I use a gel cleanser or a cream cleanser or any whatever cleanser, but then I use a micellar water afterwards, which basically just gives you that extra... It's your second line of defense, so to speak. So, and it'll take off any of the last bits of residue. So that's really important now when our skins are quite dry. So we just need to...
So do we double cleanse in the morning and double cleanse at night?
No.
It depends. If you've been using particular products at night to sleep in, so for example, if you've got a particular type of mask, I would say make sure you wash your skin really well the next morning. But I think for a lot of people, we're really busy. We're busy running out of the door. Just a simple cleansing in the morning. In fact, you could even potentially just use a micellar water. Give yourself a clean before you put your moisturizer and then your foundations on. Any skincare products, any kind of makeups, they're always going to work better on your skin if it's clean. So, you know, that's quite important. And then moisturizers. I mean, I have to say, I've been trying out various different moisturizers, and I would say I really like the CBD Jotanicals one, purely because it, when my skin has been feeling a little bit flary, flared up a little bit, that has been really soothing. But a tinted moisturizer is a really, really good idea to give yourself a little bit of a boost, because we're all quite pale now. But also, I know it's really good to get out there and have a good walk every day. Please don't forget your SPF. And I know
I have been.
Yeah, it's really important. Even now, we've had some really beautiful, beautiful days out there. You know, cold but bright. You still need to put your SPF on, and just, you can play around. There's certain ones that are quite heavy. Find one that has got a light texture, but please don't forget it is really important on your skin. So yeah, it's kind of simple but effective, and we should all be doing it in January, looking after our skins.
Oh, well, that's great. Thank you, Zan. That was really insightful. Anybody else want to add anything to, Samantha, Janine, are you doing anything different at this time of year with your skincare?
I go for my regular facial every month, but one thing that I've got a bit of a problem with is sheet masks. Like, I seem to be obsessed with them, and I buy them every time I go to a shop and I need help. Like, the cupboard under my bathroom sink, my sister came last week and she opened it and she was like, oh my god, like, is this super drug? Like, because I just love putting a sheet mask on my face. Like, but it,
which
someone...
do you recommend? Because when I go, I'm really rubbish with skincare, and I think I've said this many a time to you ladies. So I go and there's a big stand, Boots, super drug, everything, and there's so many. Which do you pick?
I've tried all of them. I really love, in Superdrug, they have some really good Korean ones, and they have like probiotics in and stuff. And then the basic ones, the Garnier Moisture Bomb, they're just really good for hydration, because I have a very dehydrated, it's more of a 5-head than a 4-head, but it, like, it just soaks up the moisture. Like, you just give it all the moisture. So I love those Moisture Bomb ones. But Joyce Connor, who is my friend who's a makeup artist, said the other day, always exfoliate before you use one, because then you take off the dead skin. Because otherwise you're just putting it on and it's not really getting in to the skin. So you need to exfoliate.
I didn't cleanse before putting on. I didn't know about exfoliating.
Yeah, you can just use the I use Dermalogica. It's like a powder, so it's not grainy. I just put that on and then put the face mask on. So I'm often wafting around the house in a sheet mask on my face. It's very attractive. And that's January.
Do you know, the one thing I have to lie down when I do a sheet mask. The reason being is I'm blind as a bat, right? I can't use those sheet masks if I've got contact lenses in. I find I don't know what happens. There's always some irritation and that. And you can't put your glasses on over the top. So... if I do them, my only option is to lie down. And I just think, oh, well, I'll just have it. You know, this is like extra well-being, is it not? It's like skincare plus a sneeze.
Exactly.
So, Janine, you actually, you specialise a bit in skincare. So do you have any other tips you'd like to add?
No, the double cleanse, the way to remember, you know, you said why you do double cleanse. Do double cleanse because if you think about it, the first one removes the makeup. The second one removes the cleanser. So as Zan said, it's getting, you need to get it deep into the pores. So what we all do, if you think as well, and people do this, if you watch people, we're all really a bit lazy when it comes to it. You'll do one area, a little bit here, a little bit here. You know, you need to start with your eyes, massage it round, especially if you've got one of the ones that you can work into your skin, and then take it off. Use cool water. People use hot water on their faces. You should never use hot water on your face. Use sort of tepid water, but nothing hot. I won't go into it too deep. And then, so that's why you double cleanse. You're absolutely right to make sure your skin's super, super clean. But what you must do afterwards is tone. So cleansing and toning are the two most important things you can do for your skin. You need to get the pH level back in your skin immediately. And if you don't tone, it will take up to 24 hours for that to happen. And then Zan mentioned the hyaluronic acid. Ladies of a certain age, we start to reduce, obviously, our ability to make collagen and elastin in our skins. So we have to put the moisture back in ourselves. We ain't going to get it any other way. And drinking water will do so much. but hyaluronic acid is going to do even more. But when you put the hyaluronic acid in and make sure you get good potency of one, because you can get some cheap ones that aren't going to be so good, you need to lock it in with your moisturizer. And always use, with your moisturizer, always use a separate moisturizer to your foundation. Some foundations have moisturizer in them, but your moisturizer, it kind of needs to seep into the skin. Your foundation, you want to sit on your skin. So effectively, you need to use two. So if you're going to have an SPF, make sure it's separate to that. But yeah, there's some
thanks for telling me about double cleansing, because I don't currently do that. So that, thanks for that big tip.
And then also what I was going to say is that you can get, you know, with those hydro masks, there are certain masks that you can sleep in. So you can find, there's some fantastic ones that you put on and it gives you a boost of moisture throughout the night.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, it's same with exfoliating. You don't need to be doing it that often. It shouldn't be more than
Twice a week. And if you've got really sensitive skin, maybe once a week, and just be really careful what you've got in it. And the other thing you can do at night is if you've got really dehydrated skin, is if you've got a mask moisturizer, sleep in that overnight, the ones that I use, because you know I use tropic skincare and makeup, but that I just put on the deep hydration one and then just leave it, let it seep into your skin overnight. You know, and you can put it on with one of the oils underneath as well, because the serums that you can get, there's so many of those now. But you just need to make sure you get the ones right for you. So don't be like, oh, that if somebody else says this one works really well.
Exactly.
Think of it. So you need to kind of get your own prescription as such for the skincare that's right for you, for what age you are or what skin problems you have.
I have to agree with you, Zahn, about doing this area. As I'm aging, you really notice it on this area as you age, and I'm quite conscious of that, because years ago I think I've burnt here quite a few times, and I think the colouring is very different, so I try and do this area. But also I feel now, coming towards the end of January, I kind of want to get my skin ready for spring, and so it's that kind of. And as you say, it's hydration, moisturising, it's just getting all that.
Polish things. Have you got any of that body polish stuff? You know, the ones that you can get, you know, which got the exfoliant in it. I mean, years ago, they just used to use like sugar and kind of oil.
I'm not suggesting you do that. Amazing one. And The Sanctuary does one that's got the most incredible scent.
And that's from Boots, isn't it?
Yeah. Amazing that we actually forget, we look at our face. And, you know, we do everything on our face. It's actually supposed to go right down to your brow line, really. This and the back of your neck. Everyone forgets the back
of your neck. Yeah, and around here.
Yeah, like behind your ears as well. You might go at that and be like,
you have a good feel behind your ears now. You feel
Do behind my ears.
Feel a bit rough.
Yeah, but like it's all gross. Like, don't look behind there. This is why I can't tie my hair back.
That beauty lady, Caroline. Oh, she's got the yellow. And
Heron.
Caroline.
Heron. She says, "Damn, it's always so that's kind of stuck in me." But I think, as you age, unfortunately, that area is becoming very obvious. I think
fine lines and wrinkles. Yeah. Got my heating on, Lizzie. I need to take my coat off.
Here she is. Someone's doing well for themselves. Don't care about the energy bill.
Did you not hear it's going up?
Hectic.
Someone's on a fixed rate.
And three of us were planning to wear coats, but obviously. Anyway, last topic of the day, which I'm really excited about. We're going to start talking some new trends for 2022. So Janine, tell us what's buzzing at the moment.
Buzzing is let's kind of move on a little bit from puffer coats and things like that, because they are still buzzing out there. And let's also talk a little bit about comfort leisure wear, which people still want to be comfy. People are moving forward, but the trends are still showing the amount of comfort. And comfort's coming through very much now. And I think I've seen it on all of us, is like in the sort of knitwear. And I call it like elevated knitwear, in the trousers and the dresses. If you saw Kate Princess, you know, Duchess. I was thinking, what's her name? Duchess of Cambridge. That's the one. She's not a princess. Well, she's a princess, but you know what I mean. She wore, did you see, she had a knitted dress on the other day when she went out. I thought, oh, she's rocking that trend. People still want to be comfy. But let's move on from that onto something more sort of new. Low-rise jeans, they're not coming back in my world. But they
they're not going to come back in my world, are they?
I'm sticking with the high rise, sorry. And they're really not going anywhere. But low rise are going to become a big thing again this year. So the low, now, I'm just, let's touch on the trends, maybe the non-wearable ones, you know, that are going to come back in. They are the low rise jeans and trousers, and also the kind of bra tops that we've seen come in. And you know, okay, let's be honest, you know, my teenage daughter would wear them and looks absolutely amazing in them. She's got a washboard tummy. If you haven't got a washboard tummy, then you're probably going to think, I'm not going near that. But there are definitely ways that you can still wear these trends, like you know, you might just want to wear a body or something underneath rather than a crop top or something. I'm just saying, or you can wear it with a blazer over the top and done up. You can still have a nod to it without actually wearing it. And as I always say, and I'm sure you girls will agree, is you choose the trend. Don't let the trend choose you. We all have a choice here. We don't have to, because it's on trend, buy into it. Remember what your style is.
With the knitted, I've actually seen a lot of knitted vest tops and stuff, and putting that with tailoring, which I've seen quite a bit of lately.
Yeah.
I think that's a really smart move.
Yeah.
And a great one for spring, because actually I think people forget spring is still quite cold.
Yeah. Well, we don't really get, well, we might get the odd day, but April, May can still be quite cool, can't it? You know, we like to think that when we get past Christmas, we're heading that way, but we're not. I particularly wore this because I wanted to show, you know, how like cut out tops, things like that. They're making a resurgence. I don't think they kind of died down much, only for a few years. Do you remember a few years ago, like sort of cut out shoulders?
Oh, shoulders.
I really love them that much. I do think you can get away with it, depending on how much skin you want to show, whatever age you are, and pick something subtle and it can look classy as well.
I always think cutouts, it always reminds me of Victoria Beckham. That's quite typical of her sort of style DNA, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Blazer wise, I kind of feel like anything goes, as much as the big oversized blazers are still around. They're not going anywhere, probably bigger this year than other, bigger trend and bigger than other years, and look really great when styled over dresses, and you've seen them chill skirts and belts and what have you. But also now the sort of more Balmain style, you know, fitted tailored blazer, or the more Chanel style blazer as well. So when you think about it, there's kind of something for everybody, and dependent on what body style shape you are, then there's going to be something that's going to suit you, or the silhouette you're trying to go for that you can get that's going to be on trend. So you can definitely have a good old route through your wardrobes and see what you've got, especially if you're a hoarder of blazers like myself and Samantha. Then
I was going to say, Samantha, you're definitely a blazer person. Samantha, have you actually purchased any new ones? Because the sale is a good time. Because blazers are quite classic. Have you splurged?
I actually haven't, because I have got, as I've been called out there, I've got a lot of blazers. I don't need any more. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, no.
Gotcha.
Okay, I have bought a leopard print suit. Which, you know, on just like that, Seema was wearing a leopard print suit, right? Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I need to find that. So I actually do have one. So yes, I have bought a new blazer recently, yeah.
And where did you buy that? Where did you buy the leopard print suit from?
I think it was on ASOS.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what brand it is. Yeah, you know what, I'll post pictures of it, because I look fabulous in it. Like, so yeah, I have bought a leopard print blazer, called myself out.
And so, and you love a blazer, and the few times we've met up, you've been in a bit. Have you bought any?
I have, actually. I'm trying to really stick by that whole elevating my basics and my wardrobe classics, and I've been wearing a Zara one for years, and then on Monday I happened to walk into Joseph. And Joseph had the last 2 days of their sale, and I bought a Joseph blazer, long line. It is beautiful, and I feel like it is just going to be, it is going to be with me forever. And I'm, it's black, you know, so it's absolutely classic and the, you know, backbone of my wardrobe, so to speak. But yeah, I've actually been not anywhere near the sales. I mean, really, really good. I'm trying to reduce my entire wardrobe by a third.
I'm still on that mission. I'm still very much on that mission. So, Janine, any more trends? Any? I know the mini skirts coming.
Mini skirts.
I can't do mini skirt. I don't have the legs.
Micro minis, minis. Go for it, yeah, or don't go for it. You know what you like. I know it's a personal choice, but I think there'll be a length for everybody that you can kind of work out. And if you don't like it, don't go near it. What I do love, wide leg trousers. Ooh. Now I know, do you know what I mean, what I call more tailored wide leg trousers, as such, you know, not, I know we know that jeans have been like that for a few years now, that's not going anywhere, but I love that look. You know, when you pair it with something very simple and slimline on top. Again, you've seen Kate wearing that quite a lot lately. She's been quite a bit of a fashion icon lately. I really love that vibe, and that isn't going anywhere, as well as the neutrals. But big pops of colour back again this year. Vibrant, vibrant colour. Bold, bold, bold. Especially tangerine, which you're seeing coming in. If you go into H&M at the moment.
Tangerine mixed with pink.
Yeah, tangerine, pink, purple, as we know, which is the colour of the year this year. You know, reds again, the green that we've all come to know and love.
Yeah.
So, and the candy colours, they're not going. In a sense, it's kind of like, if you, everything's kind of thrown in the pot to a point. You've got pattern and print and 70s vibe.
You're seeing a lot of green going into footwear, I noticed, particularly on the soles.
Yeah.
It's even gone into men's, not just women's footwear and stuff like that. My concern there is that is very much a trend.
Yeah.
You're gonna, in 6 months' time,
yes,
you're not going to like those boots.
No.
So if you... From a sustainability point, if you have invested in those green boots, wear them every day now throughout spring, get that kind of cost per wear. Because I know by autumn people are probably going to be like, oh no, done that. Or so
just try and remember.
I won't be going into that one.
Yeah, less consumption, more wear of what we've already got. Who's still got some cargo pants in their cupboard from maybe years ago?
Loved my cargo.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not J-Lo, so.
They're back. Dig through the cupboards if you haven't had a good clear out and see what you've got.
So that means I probably have to give up my army jacket, wouldn't it? Because you wouldn't want to do the two.
Well, you could, I suppose you could rock them.
I did notice there's a lot of co-ords. So we were talking about the knitting co-ords. Me and you've got the Zara one. I live in that. It's so warm. It's so lovely.
It's like pajamas for the day, Lizzie, basically.
Yeah, no, they're lovely. But that co-ord is definitely coming into spring. I've seen a lot on the high street already, where I thought they were mini dresses because I've known about the mini skirt. I thought, oh God, there's lots of mini dresses about. But then when I've gone home to kind of like look things up and all of that, I've realized it's because I haven't been finding them under dresses, and I'm like, what's going on? I've seen it in the shop, and it's not, they're tops with the trousers,
right? Yeah,
so you're getting that longer line, so a really nice kind of jumpsuit vibe to it. So I think they will be a good investment, because if you do have the legs come summer, you can ditch the trousers, and obviously the trousers you can wear with t-shirts, trainers, and get that weekend vibe. I think they'll be a really good investment.
Exactly. And the last one probably is, and the teenagers love this, my daughter does, is a very sort of preppy uni style, the rugby shirt. You know, my daughter thinks nothing. She came home the other day, I'm so proud. She came home from Buckingham, and she'd look at my new shirt. She'd been into the charity shop. She found a Ralph Lauren shirt for £6 she'd paid for it. And she absolutely loved it. Very sort of that, I call it sort of 80s preppy Lady Diana style, you know, rugby top style, you know, the quarter zip kind of style. And there's a lot of that. I think when you look in shops at the moment, it still feels very, very cash, doesn't it? When you walk in, very comfy, very oversized and comfy. So I really do think there's something for everybody moving forward. It's going to be really interesting to see how we move out of this phase, isn't it, of the whole comfort and where it takes us to next, what we all want to wear, or whether people change completely.
Yeah, I'm hoping spring is gonna. I mean, I'm looking forward to tailoring for spring, if I'm honest. That I'm there's not, you're seeing it on Instagram and on Pinterest and stuff like that, but not, it's not on the high street yet so much. So I'm really, that's probably an area that I'm gonna step up my game. And that, Zahn, is there anything that you thinking ahead that you're, where your mind's going?
Well, for me, it's all about structure. I want to bring structure back. I want to show waistline. I want to be able to wear, I've got a pair of quite wide trouser jeans, and I'm definitely not about the low rise. I think I have seen that they're now attaching the G-string line from back in the day. Remember when everyone was showing their, put that away.
The new cutout.
No, do you remember I remember the trend at the time, and I didn't like it at the time, but they're now adding that in, and I'm just like, that is a different generation. Good on ya. It's not for me. I'm going for the whole very ladylike and the structure, and yeah, that's me going forward. And actually, color, but not big prints, I just want to simplify everything quite a lot.
Samantha, what are you spring dreaming about?
The opposite to that. Like, everything, colour, sparkle, everything. Like, I'm going to be Oxfordshire's answer to Carrie Bradshaw. That's mine. That's my vibe. And I'm sticking with it. I just can't wait to dress back up again, because I feel really excited about all of the stuff that's in my wardrobe that I've not been able to wear. Like, for, you know, just everything, shoes, dresses, skirts, all of it. Yes, I'm wearing it. I don't care.
Janine, are you changing anything up this year? Well, you know, it's like for spring or?
Well, it made me realise that, like, over the past few years, I have, obviously, none of us have bought as much, and I purposefully haven't bought as much, but what I have purchased has been stuff that I really love wearing. So I'm looking forward to being able to wear that out again. I've noticed as well a massive shift in, not only just because of what I do, I've noticed a massive shift because of the past couple of years as well, in how I want to buy my clothes and how I want to wear them. But I cannot wait to get more dressed up. I'm going out tomorrow. I'm going out with some really good friends, and we're celebrating a birthday, and we're all getting dressed up, and we're going out for brunch and cocktails in the afternoon, not even the evening, but we're going out and we're going to get dressed up. We don't do, you know,
mind daytime drinking.
I like it.
I prefer it. You can still be in bed at 9 o'clock with your boxers.
Yes. Yeah, you just get a hangover earlier. I'm not doing dry January. It might be being super good on some things, but cutting out an alcoholic beverage was not one of mine.
No.
I don't drink enough to do dry January. I mean, it would be ridiculous.
Me too.
And also, everything is happening in January, so.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You know, I don't believe in extremes of anything. Yeah. You know, I believe in minor changes, good habits, all of that.
Me too.
Giving something up, unless it's obviously detrimental to your health, I just don't think is necessary. A good balance is what brings happiness. A little bit of everything. As I think my stepman used to say, a little bit of naughty and a little bit of nice will always keep you well balanced. So yes.
Keep the twink.
So I want to say thank you, ladies. This is the end of season 2. So thank you so much for being a part of it. We've all agreed to come back for season 3, which is going to be in early March. We haven't quite set a date yet, but we will be back in March, and it will be all spring 2022. Yeah. So thank you to everybody who has watched and played along Style Dilemma. If you came in towards the end and you want to catch up, it'll be on my IGTV. We're also on YouTube. You just got to type in Fashion Fix Live. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Again, just type in Fashion Fix Live and we are there. So thank you. And I shall say goodbye.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fashion Fix Live. We really do appreciate you spending the time with us for all the fashion chat. You can follow all of us on Instagram. Samantha is at Samantha Style Editor. Janine is at Own Your Own Style UK. And Zahn, All Things Zahn. And I'm Lizzie Richardson, your host for Fashion Fix Live and my style blog, Loved by Lizzie. See you again soon. Bye for now.